Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. It's been 10 years since a fire at the Richmond Chevron refinery released toxic smoke over the city, sending thousands to area hospitals. This weekend, Richmond residents are renewing calls to shut the refinery down. KQED's Annalise Finney was at a demonstration in Richmond yesterday on the anniversary of the fire.
At Keller Beach in Point Richmond, a flotilla of 20 or so kayakers drift a few hundred feet offshore, near a spot where Chevron had an oil spill last year. One banner they hold says 120 years of harm. It stops now. Jason Woody is standing on the sand near a kayak.
They still haven't determined the cause of the spill, yet they're allowed to operate. This is a public beach. This is where folks come to get in and swim. And we had to close it for months because the water's toxic.
Woody says he'd like to see a cleaner industry take over the refinery, one that won't pollute the water or the air like the fire did 10 years ago. Woody works at Rich City Rides, a nonprofit that provides free bikes and bike skills training to Richmond residents. His coworker, Najari Smith, is also here. Smith says we don't have to live in a world where corporations cause environmental chaos.
We should be moving in the direction of an economy where we take this home that we've been collectively given into account. You know, or else it could collectively evict all of us out.
For Smith, protecting the community means shutting down fossil fuel industries. And there's no better place to start than right at home. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.
You'll find more local and state coverage in our daily email newsletter. And if you don't have it, sign up for it at kqed.org. I'm Natalia Navarro. This is KQED News.